Good afternoon. We continue to track a cold front slicing through New York and New England today, producing a cold rain across most of the area, even some wet snowflakes across the higher terrain. At the same time, we are watching a low pressure wave track up the eastern seaboard. The push from west to east of that cold front is nudging the low far enough off the coast that the steadiest rain associated with it will be confined to central and eastern New England, while the rest of the region will see rain showers winding down as the front passes by through the remainder of the afternoon. Temperatures, meanwhile, are topping out in the lower to mid-40s as we speak. But as that front passes through, the wind will flip around to the north and west, and that will drive in cooler air toward the end of the day, with many locations sliding back through the 30s. Overnight tonight, skies will clear out as high pressure builds in with a chilly northwest flow. Temperatures will be back into the lower and middle 20s. This will set us up for a dry but chilly Thanksgiving day. With high pressure in control, we'll have plenty of sunshine around. Temperatures will rebound into the middle and upper 30s for afternoon highs, and some high clouds will stream in with the next front later in the day. In fact, that front will pass through late Thursday night and into the day on Friday. With a mix of sun and clouds on Friday, it'll remain dry and milder with highs in the mid-40s. Another disturbance will head in our direction for Saturday and Sunday. Ahead of the system on Saturday morning, we'll have a few rain showers and temperatures in the 40s. Behind the system, blustery and colder with snow showers on Sunday and highs back into the 30s. We'll spend the early part of next week warming back up through the 40s, perhaps even into the 50s by Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the West Coast north of San Francisco will remain active weather-wise through Thanksgiving with persistent onshore flow and deep moisture moving inland. The result of this atmospheric river will be a heavy rainfall event along and west of the Cascades, with the potential for amounts in excess of 3 inches of rain possible, particularly for western Washington. Moderate to heavy rain can also be expected for parts of the northern Rockies as the moisture moves farther inland. Given the warm nature of this weather pattern, snow will be confined only to the highest mountain locations, mainly above tree line. Some instances of flooding will also be possible across parts of the Pacific Northwest, and flood watches have been issued for a large part of western Washington. East of the Rockies, a cold front will exit the East Coast today and bring a return to cooler weather for much of the eastern United States for Thanksgiving. Meanwhile, showers and a few thunderstorms will be possible across Florida and the Southeast over the next couple of days as the same front stalls overhead. For those traveling across the Northeast on this busy travel day today, New York City cloudy with rain, temperatures falling back into the 40s, Boston rain in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees, the average low, 30, the record high, 70, set in 1931, and the record low, 9, in 1969. Sunrise this morning, 6:56 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:27 p.m., 9 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain and snow showers, then drying out with some sun later today, and early highs in the 40s with temperatures falling through the 30s by sunset. Clearing tonight with lows near 20. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy with rain showers, then drying out with some sun later today. Early highs in the 40s, then temperatures fall back into the 30s by sunset, clearing tonight in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Cloudy with rain and snow showers, then drying out with some sun later today. Early highs in the 40s, then temperatures fall through the 30s by sunset. Clearing tonight with lows near 20. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain showers, then drying out with some sun later today. Early highs in the 40s, then temperatures fall into the 30s by sunset. Clearing tonight in the lower to mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain showers, then drying out with some sun later today. Early highs in the 40s, then temperatures fall back into the 30s by sunset. Clearing tonight, lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, Thanksgiving, sunshine, some high clouds later, chilly, mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-40s on Friday. A few rain showers in the middle and upper 40s Saturday, temperatures falling later in the day. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder Sunday, a few snow showers, upper 30s. Back to the upper 40s with a mix of sun and clouds Monday and into the 50s with partly sunny skies on Tuesday. Have a great holiday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.